Welcome, everybody. It's January 22nd, 2024. Happy New Year. And this is the first meeting of the year for the Northern Arizona Independent Oversight Committee. My name is Dorothy O'Brien. I'm the chairperson. And I'd like to call the meeting to order at 5:21. So thank you all for attending. I would just ask everyone to go around and introduce themselves for the recording, and then we'll get started. Again, I'm Dorothy O'Brien. I'm the chair. Frank, how about you?
I'm Frank Gagliardi, member.
Trish?
Hello, Tricia Reiner. I'm also a member.
Thank you. Morgan?
Hello, DDD IOC liaison.
Thank you. Michelle?
Hi, my name is Michelle Rademacher. I'm a DDD IOC liaison as well. I cover districts west and south and the statewide meeting.
Thank you. Travis?
Travis Lowry, potential member.
Welcome. Stay strong, Travis. And Larry and Fred.
Larry Allen, I'm with the ADOA. I'm the state liaison for the independent oversight committees.
Thank you.
And Frederica Graham with Access, the IOC liaison.
Okay.
For this committee.
Thank you all for your time. I appreciate your attending. So, minutes from any other meeting that we had minutes would be on the website. As you know, they're always posted, so they're available for anyone that wants to take a look at them. The first thing I'd like to do, agenda-wise, just because this is a long overdue meeting, and I'm just trying to get my agenda here in front of me. Hello. I would like to go right to membership. So I'm afraid I can't bring it up in front of me, Larry, and I don't want to fuss with it. But what did I have before that? Take yourself off mute.
Are you talking about the agenda?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hold on, let me pull that up for you.
Okay, thank you.
Not a problem.
Usually I would give a report. It's just been a long, quiet period because of various reasons. So I don't want to take time doing things like that. I will say that we've been trying to set up a meeting for all the chair people, which is always helpful and informative. So, but I don't have anything to say about that at that moment. The agenda was sent out, but I'm not quite sure you received it, Ashley, and we can certainly make sure you do.
You need to ask about the conflict of interest if anybody has a conflict.
Right. Okay. So there are the first thing is, of course, the conflict. So there's a form. And Larry, do you need everyone to do that every meeting, or is it just when we go? When we go to visits.
If you need to disclose the conflict, only at the time of the meeting.
Okay.
Now, if you do have a conflict, I'll just need you to complete a form and tell me why. But if you don't, there's no need to complete the form.
Okay. So obviously, for an example, myself in the Verde Valley, where my daughter, you know, my daughter received treatment and then ended up in the state hospital. Even though it's been many years, I would have a hard time. It would absolutely be a conflict for me. I would just like to go with handcuffs, frankly. So I will not be the person looking at the Verde Valley. But, you know, and Travis, same thing for yourself. You know, if we have facilities where you are case manager for patients, I believe that is exactly what we're talking about. you know, we'd need disclosure at that time. Does that, are you, you must be familiar with that, Travis?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. Okay. And Trish, how about yourself?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Right. Okay. And do we have any conflict at all today that we need to clear the air about?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I don't see Larry for this meeting because this will be just some administrative necessaries. And then going forward, if we're discussing certain, we sure will. Okay.
Right. Just to clarify, guys, if when I send the agenda out, please review the agenda. And then at that point, then you would determine whether you have a conflict on any agenda items that are going to be discussed. And at that point, you need to disclose your conflict and then recuse yourself from discussion and voting on that particular matter. So that's how that kind of flows. So.
Thanks for clarifying that, Larry. We, you know, we try not to talk about specific cases in a meeting. We try to do that at other times when we don't have a quorum, you know, or we're going to a site visit. So, but there are times in a meeting, so I appreciate you clearing that out. So I would like to go right to membership because we have a quorum and I've received notice back from the committee regarding Travis Lowry, and everyone agrees that he would be a good addition to our committee and his experience would be great. And of course, the area of Lakes Havasu would be really a bonus to have someone in that area. So I would ask for a motion to move his application to the director for the director's approval, and then we can move forward with whatever training is necessary or information is necessary to get Travis on board. Do I have a motion?
I so move.
A second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Tris. Okay, that was Dr. G making the motion and Trish seconding it, Trish Reiner seconding it. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye over there. My husband put down his book of Irish proverbs and said, aye. Okay. Me. Okay. So thank you very much and congratulations, Travis.
Thank you very much.
Now you're the secretary and you take minutes. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Mild heart attack, but you know, it's okay.
No. Welcome. No. Larry is recording it. So we've overcome that hurdle. We've overcome those heart attacks, believe me. Great. So what will happen now is, Fred, will you communicate with Travis about getting him connected on the system for reports? And so the IAD, the incident, accident and death reports and the seclusion and restraint. This is the fun reading that we get to do. All right.
Yes. Do we already have the application?
Oh, yes. Okay. That. I mean, to
yes.
His credit, he's been hanging in with us since last fall.
Okay, and summer. I can have the email address. I'll just get the email address and get it sent over.
Okay. And Travis, you've met Fred now. You've gotten emails from her. So make sure you connect with her. And then let me know how you're doing so we can then talk about moving forward. Okay?
I will do that.
Okay.
Travis, one thing I'll need from you, sir, is like a picture, like a passport photo. If you could send me that, send me an email with that photo. That way I can have a badge issued for you.
Okay.
So if, when you go out and do your on-site visits, you'll need to show proof that you're on the IOC. So, okay. And that takes about 10 to 15 days to get back, turn around. So get it to me as soon as you can, and I'll get that issue for you.
I will do that.
Okay. What I'd like to do is the next thing on our agenda after membership, because that was so important. Thank you very much. I'm delighted we can move that forward. We now have seven people. So seven is the minimum people that we're asked to maintain. And at this point, I would just ask you, Trish or Frank or Travis, if you have anything to add, please, you know, please speak up regarding any of this, because the very next fun thing would be administrative things like we have to schedule an annual meeting. Well, you know, I'm currently the chairperson. Do we want that to change? Do we want to form any other committees? We had a separate site visit committee. Maybe we don't need that anymore. And so on. We have to spend a small amount of time, perhaps at our February, March, our March meeting, because we'll meet every other month, doing those housekeeping details. We don't have to spend a lot of time on them, but we do need to do them and keep track of them. So please think about that. And if there's any other membership, by all means, let's recruit, you know, people who might be a good fit for us. Any comments before we move on to other reports? Okay. So again, our goal was to meet formally every other month, so we weren't taking a lot of time, you know, from everybody's schedules. And that in between those times, we would get out into the community and look at some of the places that we've been reading reports about. We did a few things sort of outside the box, and Frank, you may want to comment on this. When we went up to Hope Lives in Flagstaff with Bob, our other committee member, Bob Longest, and I, and then another time, Dr. G and I went over to the Flagstaff shelter. And that was a little bit of a different way because there are the clients and they wanted to talk. So we got information about the services they were receiving or not, the various services that they were missing and so on, and some very good suggestions. So we, it was, I think, important for them to see that we were there in the community and see exactly what they were talking about. So that's something I would like to see us do again, and perhaps in other facilities, perhaps out towards Kingman. Travis, you may know if there's a shelter out there or a day program that we could stop in and visit. There's plenty of things to inspect, please don't get me wrong. But this was a little different way of connecting with the community, and I think it was productive. But do you have anything to add on that, Frank?
No, I think that it was productive. I think it was good meeting these people, and I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay, good. We'll try to keep that going.
Because I had heard stories when I looked at Flagstaff at the shelter, and when I saw it, I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, we had quite a few complaints, so it was good. There's a couple of places like that too. We had been out to Mingus Mountain, you and I, and there's recently been some reports out there, but reading them and some of the resolution, it sounds like they've kind of stepped up the game, you know, not to disparage any. I don't mean to do that, but you know, there's often a lot of holes in follow-up, and you know, that's unfortunate. But I was encouraged to read some of these newer reports, so that was one thing. So what'll happen then is, and Trish, I'd be curious to know what your schedule is like and when you might be available, if there's anything in reports that you're seeing that you want to take, a morning or an afternoon and do a visit or two, you know, that we could do that together. And, you know, of course, same thing for you, Frank, but I'll send an email individually so we're not breaking any open meeting laws or any other bad things like that. So we'll try to keep doing that and see if we can't schedule some times to get back out into the community once the weather cooperates. Okay. So unless there's anything else, any other comments on that, I don't want to hold anybody up. I would like to hear from our guests, you know, from DDD from Ashley and so on. So anything else before we move off that topic of site visits? Anybody? No? Okay. Okay. Then we always look forward to hearing from our counterparts around the state. And I would hope, Michelle or Morgan, if you have anything to share that you would at this time.
Sure. I'll just give you a little bit of information that was shared at our DDD IOC meeting from our administration. Right now, DDD is working on a dual diagnosis project for increasing the capacity of behavioral health providers in the state of Arizona to better understand and meet the needs of individuals with developmental disabilities. This work is being done through expanding the training curriculum that's available on learning in the learning management system that all access registered behavioral health providers utilize. Additional courses have been purchased and added that are specific to the needs of people with IDD, and an incentive has been rolled out for behavioral health providers that serve DDD members. That's a big project that's underway right now within the division, and that's working to help increase the education of our providers so that they may better serve our members that have not only the developmental disability, but also that behavioral health diagnosis as well.
Huh. What I'd like to ask you is, in the northern Arizona area, can you break it down for me? Where do you have oversight committees for DDD?
DDD has a very small northern Arizona independent oversight committee. Right now, we're working on recruitment and rebuilding that committee. It has our membership has ebbed and flowed from about 4 to 5 members to 2 to 4 to 5 members, back down to 2. So they're in a rebuilding process. But the 2 members that are there are holding strong. They're still looking at incident reports. And we do try to meet once a month for updates and to help with recruitment and so forth. I think that the Don, the chairperson, I believe he lives in Munns Park. I'm going to look real quick for you, though. Yes, he does live in Munns Park.
Okay. Yeah, we had some questions about what was active in this area. So that's the perfect opportunity to find out. Yeah. Okay. And Morgan, do you have anything to add to that?
I do not have anything to add tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Well, appreciate you being with us. Do you, this might, you know, forgive my ignorance, but do you actually go to facilities like we do and take a look around or inspect them or meet with people who have made complaints? What?
No, the DDD Independent Oversight Committee, they do not have the same privilege in the legislation and the statutes as the Access IOC. There has been some discussion and working towards that within the committee. Our committees have a statewide meeting every quarter where all the chairs get together, and they have brought that discussion to statewide here, not this past meeting, but in October.
Oh, okay. Okay. Interesting. Well, thank you. We appreciate your being here. Any questions for these ladies? Okay. Ashley, are you there?
Yes, I am. There's no updates from MERSCARE.
Oh, okay. All right. We thank you for attending. We appreciate your listening in. And if you have any suggestions, of course, if you have any day programs that we might be able to stop in and visit, maybe you could let me know, Ashley.
You said day programs?
Yeah, like a day. Yes. Yeah. I'm not sure what you might call them, but for example, Hope Lives, that was a day program. You know, they were serving lunch, they had meetings, and people kind of, it was a stopping over place for some people, and then they went on to other meetings. It was
our children and family partnership meeting, the CFAP meetings. Uh-huh. Is that something you would like to attend? They're at the, give me one second while I pull it up.
Trish, is that something you're familiar with?
Yes, I think they're doing them at Family Involvement Center in Phoenix.
Yes,
now.
Ma'am. They are.
Oh, not in Prescott?
No.
Ah.
They used to do virtual. Have requested, put that request in, that maybe we could do that more virtual so they can have a bigger impact for families attending.
Sure, sure. Locally, you know.
Yeah.
Huh.
I will let my higher-ups know that you guys are wanting a virtual option.
For the general, yeah, yes, please.
For the CFAB meetings.
Thank you.
Thanks no problem. Very much. Okay. Is there anybody else? Okay. Then I would go to you, Larry, you and Frederica, and see if you have anything additional that you want to add.
Yeah, good evening. Trying to circle the wagon here a little bit and figure out where I left off. you know, the confidentiality agreement's a big one. I know that was one that it was a struggle starting out just because I didn't have the Adobe sign or DocuSign. Now we have that capability of doing that, which make it a lot easier to get that form signed and return back to me. Can you hold 1 second?
Yeah, we can hold.
I'll do my update while he's doing that.
Go, Fred, go.
Sorry. I forgot where I lost my train of thought.
Confidentiality.
So that's going to be a yearly thing. It's an annual form that we have to complete. We realized that when we went through an audit earlier this year or last summer. And we found out that that's a yearly project that we have to do. So be on the lookout for a new form coming out sometime in the first quarter of next fiscal year, midsummer, somewhere around there. And then we'll definitely give you ample warning when that comes out.
Okay.
You know, you did ask on mileage reimbursement.
I did, yeah.
To do on-site visits, we've I've sent some emails out. I still have not got a confirmation back on stuff. So we're working on some things on the back end for you on that.
Thank you.
I know that will help when you do your site visits.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, of course, you know, you have to have two people on a site visit. So,
right.
And y'all's territory is so huge. You know, it's not like you're just driving to Peoria to Glendale. Right. You're driving to right. Havasu to Kingman to wherever.
To Payson, to, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we're working on that for you. So we'll hopefully have some sort of answer back to you shortly on that. And any committee members that don't have a badge or need another badge or have an expired badge, please let me know and I will have a new badge issued for you because they do expire. I think they're good for 2 years. And I'd be happy to get you a new badge.
You better.
So,
then Larry, please.
Yeah. So please let me know. And you know, shoot me an email with a picture and then I can have one reissued for you. And really just going back to the nuts and bolts of everything and why we have this committee is, you know, to look for human rights violations, right? Doing the on-site visits and actually going on and onto the QM portal and reviewing IED reports and looking at those, reviewing those. So we want to get back on that horse and start reviewing those again and looking at that information and identifying some areas. And that's a good way to find out to do your on-site visits as well. If you're seeing a large trend at one particular provider or one location, then hey, that's going to trigger your to do an on-site visit at that location. So those are just the things that to look for as you move forward. Gosh, I really can't think of any other thing that's been going on lately other than just kind of doing a recruitment effort. I did meet with the boards of commission director at the governor's office a couple weeks ago, and they're going to, when they interview their candidates for the boards and commissions, if it's not a good fit for them, what they're going to do is they're going to ask them if they're interested in another opportunity to volunteer and to see if there's any interest in the IOCs, and hopefully they can get pushed over in our direction. So hopefully that will happen soon. We can start seeing building the clientele up or building your committee up, right? So to help you do that. So the chair should not be the one to carry the burden of the whole committee. It's a team, right? So my suggestion is once you start building your committee back up and getting some good synergy is to create a vice chair for you. So that way it'll mm-hmm. help eliminate some of that stuff. And then a subcommittee for your annual report. So those are just things to look for down the road. You know, we'll help you with reminders and whatnot, but those are just ideas to formulate the committee and get it back on course for you.
Sounds good, Larry. The subcommittee for the annual report is a great suggestion. Because that we
yes.
know it's coming, but it just
I know. And for Travis's, so Travis, if you have a committee that you can't, when you create a subcommittee, you can't have a quorum in your subcommittee. So that's why I call it a subcommittee. So you have a committee of 8 people, you can have 3 people in your subcommittee. So those are just things, the little quirks in open meeting law that you did, that were ins and outs that you have to work through. But we'll help you try to navigate those potholes if you can.
I appreciate it.
There's a lot, there's a lot of information on the IOC website as well. There's old minutes, meeting minutes, agendas, annual reports. There's actually several training videos and PowerPoint slides from Frederica from Access on how to navigate the QM portal to an open meeting law training we did in last summer, which I'll be setting up another training on that again for the group coming up here in the next few months. I think it's always a good refresher. There's a lot that goes into that. I mean, that PowerPoint slide for the open meeting law is like 82 slides, so it's a lot of information. Yeah, it's kind of like eating an elephant, right? You just want to take small little bites here and there, and you don't want to try to tackle the whole thing at one time. So the more you hear it, the more you get familiar with it, and the better it's easier to absorb. So, but I will, Travis, I will send you a link to that.
Okay.
So you can take a look at it. Plus, you'll have my email address for you to send me your picture for your badge. And then anything else you need from me, please let me know.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Larry. Awesome.
Larry, refresh my memory. Did we need fingerprint clearance, and how often is that?
No, sir. No fingerprint clearance.
Even though we come in contact with patients in what we do.
That's correct. No, we you sign a confidentiality agreement with Access. So you're bound by that. So you do see some privileged information. That is why you have to execute that confidentiality. A lot of the reports you see online are redacted. So you don't see a lot of the PII information. So there's no need for that, but you do see some stuff, PHI information. I get that mixed up. So yeah, so you do see that information, but your confidentiality agreement will bound you to that.
Okay, Frank.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah, because I know I've had fingerprint clearance, but I don't know how often I need to get it, and I didn't know if I had gotten it for when I applied for you or not. I didn't remember.
Not for
us. No, you're good. Okay. We just need you to complete the application online, which you did already. And then you create, and then you executed the confidentiality, which you've done. So you're good to go. You're all set.
Thanks, Frank. Fred, what do you got for us, Frederica?
Thank you. Larry gave pretty much all but a few of my updates. So thanks for that, Larry. The only thing I was going to mention to you all, well, first, when I have a question for you, Dot, I see on the website you guys have 7 members.
Yes.
So is that accurate, or is someone not on the list still?
It is accurate.
Okay.
The Dr. Kruger, Corey Kruger, who is listed as a committee member, our agreement with him is that he is really almost as needed. So okay. like Frank, some of the more institutional things, Dr. G would, you know, this, it's just sometimes I would like a different, because I'm a pure layman, you know, I'm mom, you know, this, you know. So sometimes it's very helpful to have their experience.
No worries.
Same thing with, you know, any of the other members, like, well, now Travis or Trish or anyone that works within the system, so to speak, you know, they have a certain gravitas that, you know, this hysterical mother doesn't always have. So, you know, yeah, and he's in an active practice, so, you know, but he in fact met with us in the very beginning to get all the guidelines written out, the guidelines thought through and worked through. So he has put the time in, and if we called on him, he would step up, I know. So
okay. Yeah, no worries. I just wanted to make sure I had my count accurate on my end. Okay. So no worries with that. The other thing I was going to mention is, I know you were discussing the meeting times and that sort of thing, and you guys generally meet every other month. And if that becomes too much of a hardship for you guys, I just always want to remind you that you have to meet at least a minimum, or should meet at least a minimum of every quarter. So if at some point you guys needed to, you know, wiggle that in, that's okay. Always an option. I know it's was a hardship for you guys last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we certainly don't want to put that on you all as volunteers, and we appreciate the work you guys do. So, you know, if it makes it easier for your committee, just keep that in mind, that that's always an option. Mm-hmm. The other thing I have is for you, Travis. I just tried to send over the information for the confidentiality agreement, and it came back that it was undeliverable to your email. So
you have it a little backwards, Fred. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I noticed Travis pointed out it's travis.lowry, not lowry.travis. Does that
no,
help?
No dot, just Travis Lowry, L-O-W-R-Y.
No dot. There you go. There's yeah. enough dot.
azdes.gov.
Okay, let's see here.
I was going to say, my employer didn't tell me something I didn't know today. So
it's, you said Lowry, Travis?
Travis Lowry.
Okay.
At azdes.
Okay. Yeah, I just pulled it directly off the application we received.
Okay. So. It may have been me because my personal email is backwards from my work email. So.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I'll send it again.
Thank you very much.
No problem. And that's all I have for you, Dot, unless you guys have anything for me.
No, what I wanted to do was thank you, because yeah, the quarterly, honestly, in my fantasy committee world, we would meet quarterly because we would be doing all kinds of other visits, site visits, the other times. And we wouldn't need every other, you know, and I don't think we need it. I think if we can get our structure running, that getting out into the community is the more important thing. And I'm pretty sure we all agree on that, but you know, thank you. Yeah, that's a good reminder, Fred.
Yeah. Whatever we can do to help you guys out. So just keep us posted.
Okay. And just for the background, when Larry mentioned the mileage, we were trying to set up a chair meeting, and I did mention to him that we have such a tremendous geographical area to cover. And, you know, it's like it's $50 to $100 to just get somewhere, you know. So that's when Larry said no, that he thought he could do a little looking around and see what he could kind of support that they could find for us. So just so you know,
we'll, yeah,
that would be terrific.
Sounds good.
Is there any other comment, questions, concerns from anyone on the call? I don't believe members of the public. I don't believe we have.
Dot, I do have one question for you. So on Dr. Krueger, do you want to take him to a non-voting member so that way he doesn't count against your quorum?
Sure.
Or do you want to keep him as a voting member?
There's a reason.
You don't have to give me an answer.
What we did. Yeah, let me go back and look at my notes, because there's a specific reason why we did it that way. And I don't know what that is.
Oh, no problem.
Yep. Is this recording on? Great.
I'll edit it out.
Oh, don't you dare.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Anything else? All I can say is Frank and Trish and Travis, I will be in touch, and we'll get some hopefully visits scheduled, and we can discuss where we're gonna start. And I know I have some ideas. I know you will too. But I can't thank you enough for hanging in there. This has been lumpy and bumpy.
Not a problem. Thank you for the invite.
You're welcome, Travis. Thanks for joining us. And Happy New Year to all. Frank and Trish, I'll certainly be in touch.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thanks, Scott.
Happy New Year. Thanks, Trish.